it's interesting how everything evolves and people's palates evolve, and it's just fun.
So you would you say that you derive excitement from this?
Oh, yeah.
What's excitement? Is that the word, or?
I would say more fulfillment. I don't know. I mean, yes, I get excited. I get really into it, but it just fulfills, fills that part of me. I don't know, to
right.
do what I do. You know, I don't go looking for I'm not sitting at my office being like, I'm bored. Let's see what else is out there. It's more like, what else can I do within what I'm doing? How can I grow
right.
and expand what I'm doing? Not, I want to do something totally different.
Right. Right. So how would this growth, and this fulfillment, when you feel fulfilled, how does that translate into the lives of your family and employees?
Well, I think, for the family, if you're happy, they're happy. And the same with the employees, if you are doing a business, first of all, if you're doing a restaurant and you don't love your restaurant, good luck, because it takes a ton of time and a ton of work. It's not an easy industry, so you better be passionate about it. And be passionate about what you're doing too, not just the restaurant, but your food, your drinks, everything. And I think all that trickles into the feeling your staff has and the people that work for you. If you're miserable every day, your staff can become miserable. They're a reflection of you. The people
right.
that work with you are a reflection of you. So if you come into work pissed off all the time, it's going to create a pissed off environment for all your staff. That's just
right.
I think that's how it works. And general, if you come in and you're happy and excited and this is what we're doing today and here are the specials and we've got this going on, everybody else gets excited with you. It's like a contagious, so to speak.
Great. I learned that very late. When I started my chain of restaurants, especially in Asia, the culture is very different here. And I think you hit the nail on the head, which is, you got to love what you do and you got to take care of your employees. And in
Absolutely.
Asia, because it's a different culture where there's a hierarchy, it's not
mm-hmm.
so open, so there's more like, how a hotel would run. And for example, the waiter's at the bottom of the line, and then there's a
right.
restaurant manager, and then there's an F&B manager, and then there's a general manager, and more on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
And these designations really don't mix. So same in a restaurant, between a boss and the employees. At least on that side of the world, because of the hierarchy and the way the culture is, it took me a long time to understand that the only way that I can make my restaurant chain successful is by taking care of my employees. It took
Absolutely.
Me so long,
and
go ahead.
And no, you're totally right, because the employees are a reflection of you. You can't
right.
talk to every guest in your restaurant. You can't seat every guest. You can't make every dish. You can't make every drink. So for what it's worth, every employee is your ambassador, and they're the reflection of what you want. So if your employees aren't happy, your guests aren't going to be happy. I know it's like
absolutely.
The cheesy thing that's in every class you go to, but,
yeah.
it's there's a reason, happy employees, the people that enjoy working for you, it reflects on how they treat your guests. And that's the cheesy thing they've taught us all through school, but there's a reason they've tried to pound that into our heads everywhere you've ever worked,
Yeah. So when did that hit home for you? When did you realize that this is it?
I'd say pretty early on. I mean, we are all, like my business partners and I, we are very hands-on owners.
Right.
I have no fear if I need to bust a table, I bust a table. It doesn't bother me. I know friends of mine that own restaurants that they go to their restaurants and they punch some numbers, but they don't, I'll run the line. I will cook if necessary, rarely at this point, but if I had to, I can, and so we've always been close with our employees because we work with them. They work with us, not for me, is a good way I look at it. I work with
right.
my employees out there, But I'd say we realized it pretty early on. I think in hotels, I personally got kind of burned out of hotels, and I think that made me realize the importance of taking care of good people.
Right.
You know what I mean? My own experience working in the large hotels made me realize, the people that I knew that had left hotels that were excellent and very good for the hotel, but just the culture didn't make it, I don't know how to say it. Just, you know, like you were losing people because you weren't taking care of the people you already had, and it's so much more expensive to replace them and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I get that. I actually, you know, at one point, I may have had over 100 odd employees, and I had no idea what was happening with them. And I knew that I had to change the way I think. So I hired an HR consultant to come in, and she recommended, why don't I go and start interviewing each member?
Right.
And when she came back to me one afternoon, she shocked me because on this PowerPoint presentation, she only had one slide. It was a pie chart of showing me just mentioning one thing, which is the number one thing your employees are not getting is recognition. And that's the number one thing they want. They just want to know that they're being heard and they're valued. Money came much lower on the list. And
I think money's way lower on that.
Yeah.
I think everyone talks money, but the reality is if you're happy where you work, that's a much more important thing than most everybody.
Right, right. So how do you show appreciation to your employees? Or how do they feel like they're valued?